nation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Yo, folks, what up? Good morning. Hope all is well with you. It is a glorious day here, and Tom, normally we talk about politics, a lot of heavy stuff, so I figured, what the heck, let's go a little light today, and deal with the Queen and American Idol on Saturday. I was a blogger out of Detroit, sort of throughout there. Man, it'd be great to have Aretha Franklin be a judge on American Idol. So when I emailed the Queen, she said, yes, I would love to do it. So put it out there, and Tom, all of a sudden folks are talking about it, and The View was discussing it, the Today Show. Then people are saying, well, she don't like to ride a bus and she's too old. So I said, let's call up my boy Eric Deggans, TV critic for the Tampa Times, and to get his thoughts on it. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Now the Queen, 18 Grammys, considered the, you know, greatest female voice of all time. I think, and I don't know where you stand, Tom, or Jay.
Oh, you know where I stand.
Well, we know where you stand. Yeah, I think
when it comes to the
Queen on American Idol, no music show has ever had a star of her stature on any one of these shows.
I agree with you, Roland, and you're going to get me in trouble, man. I do not want to get on the bad side of the Queen of Soul, but I do think that there's a couple.
Then don't do it, because if you get on her bad side, I'll hang up on you.
There's a couple reasons why she might not fit as a judge on the show.
Watch yourself,
hear the man out, Tom.
The first problem is that American Idol's biggest problem is that its audience is getting older. And I think the reason why we're seeing a shakeup with the judges now is because they don't have a judge who's younger than 40. And 18 to 49 is that magic sweet spot for the advertisers on the show.
Okay.
So they are going to bring on judges who are younger because they want that audience to get younger.
Yeah,
and
I agree
with
that.
If you're an executive, you know, the last thing you can really do when the audience is getting older is go to your boss and say, hey, let's put a 70-year-old person on the judging panel.
I think they would love
to have her be a mentor. I think they would love that.
Or maybe have her be a guest judge. Do you think that Randy Jackson is going to stay around as a judge?
I think that's why he's kind of iffy. Like, it seems like what they like to do is they like to have at least one female judge who's kind of a sex symbol. Mm-hmm. So that's the Jennifer Lopez, that's the Paula Abdul, that's the Cara DioGuardi.
And then they
like to have somebody who's kind of eccentric. And that was the Steven Tyler, and that was Randy Jackson for a long time. So it depends on who they choose. Like, if they get Mariah Carey, you know, they kind of got eccentric and sex pot in the same person. So they might want to keep Randy around.
I agree with that. I think they're going to get rid of all three of them.
Now, here's what's interesting. Of course, you hear Mariah Carey name out there as well. And I get the whole notion of in terms of appealing to young folks. Well, that came up yesterday on the Today Show. And Kathy Lee Gifford, she made a comment by saying, well, you know, look, let's just be honest. Young folks don't know who Aretha Franklin is. Well, the Queen responded. I got the email where she said,
look. Kathy Lee Gifford.
And then guy Jason Kennedy, a correspondent for the E! Network, he said, look, she needs to get over trying to do Idol. She doesn't like to fly. Well, the Queen did not take kindly to that. So I got the email that she sent out and broke that story yesterday. And she said, first of all, Kathy Lee, do some research before you talk about me. My fans go from 8 to 90. I handle my business. I travel in comfort in a bus. And she talked about all the trips she's taken this year. She's in Vegas right now, performed at Mandalay Bay last night. But she was very quick.
Was there a snap at the end of that?
She could bring the feisty back to the show, though.
Right. That's the other piece. Because imagine her breaking down people who just can't sing or who are doing some crazy stuff. Forget Simon Cowell. The problem with the show
is not the Queen, and it's that there's so many shows like that. There's like maybe four or five of them. It's diluted now. It's not the main show. I mean, you got X Factor, you got America's
and
Got
you have
Talent,
The Voice.
You got The Voice,
and let's,
you got Duet.
And let's follow the money, too. You know, I always say follow the money. You, Jennifer Lopez, I think she was making like $15 million. Steven Tyler, I think he was making like $12 million. They just did Seacrest. I think he's doing like $20 million. And their audience has dropped by 23%. So there's less money there. I always say follow the money.
It has to be a younger audience if that show's gonna survive, because that's the talent on the show.
Oh, and by the way, Randy Jackson, yeah. $2 million.
And he's happy with that. I mean, Randy ain't complaining. Randy complaining.
But see, when you go too young with the judges, the problem is a lot. You know, I've watched Idol from the beginning, and the problem, and Jay is right in that these other shows, because you had this anticipation for Idol to come around. Now that's gone because all these other shows are there. But if the judges are too young, they're not credible when they're trying to guide and give advice
and
to these up-and-coming singers. And so you need someone like an Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
We
right.
want the queen.
Who is a veteran.
We want the queen. We want the queen.
I think going too young is a mistake.
I'm going to L.A. next week to talk to the executives from the TV network. Yeah. I will pass along your recommendation.
Randy said, don't say nothing about it to me.
You're going to come back on this show and tell us what they said.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I just got my brother Randy Rexman. Whoa. I'm happy with the $2 million.
You give me less, huh?